government rushes a bill to give the Commonwealth more power to deport non-Australians and calls to raise the country's minimum wage. Hello, I'm Harrison Peterson with the latest from NIRS News. Legislation is being rushed through federal parliament today to grant the Commonwealth stronger powers to deport non-Australian citizens. The Albanese government isn't providing a lot of details about the bill, but it's understood it involves an amendment to the Migration Act, which will set out the clear legislative directions when border authorities are dealing with the removal of a non-citizen. This latest move comes amid increasing criticism of the Albanese government in its handling of the release of almost 150 people from immigration detention. Shadow Immigration Minister Dan Dehan says the government handed the opposition the legislation this morning and offered a 20-minute consultation.
Everything this government does with regards to immigration detention is rushed, is chaotic, is botched, and there is a complete and utter lack of transparency.
The Australian Council of Trade Unions is calling for an increase to the minimum wage by 5%, but says others will be campaigning for pay cuts.
We've heard the major employer group this year is going to argue, well, actually, I should say, once again, is going to argue for pay cuts. They've said no more than 2%, so shamefully, they're actually arguing that lowest paid workers should get further pay cuts. I just really think that's an act of self-harm. You know, forget that low-paid workers are actually the customers of their businesses.
That's ACTU Secretary Sally McManus. The ACTU's proposal would see the current minimum hourly rate increase from $23.23 to $24.39. Crown Casino will be able to retain its license in Victoria after a decision by the state's gambling regulator. The Victorian Gambling and Casino Control Commission has fined the casino more than $250 million and has been handed the operators a 2-year probation period in order to prove it can keep its license. It follows a 2021 Victorian Royal Commission, which found Crown Resort's conduct was disgraceful and identified links to criminal gangs and repeated breaches of money laundering laws. But the report stopped short of suggesting the government strip Crown Casino's license. Chair of the commission, Fran Thorne, says the decision was not about whether there should be a casino in Melbourne.
Our brief was to examine Crown Melbourne's suitability to continue to hold the casino license and whether that license remained in the public interest. The commission has been preparing for the suitability decision for 2 years.
There's more after this.
Hi, Natalie Armat here from NITV. No matter where you're from or who your mob is, we all know the importance of belonging to community and feeling connected to country. They're central to our culture. Sunday, March 31 is Neighbour Day, a day that reminds us why having a sense of belonging and strong social connections are not just good for our own well-being, they're also good for those around us. For some easy-to-use tips and resources on how to create belonging in your community, visit neighbourseveryday.org.
Program sponsor.
The US says a failure to condemn Hamas in a UN ceasefire resolution prompted their decision to abstain from voting. 14 council members, bar the US, supported the resolution, which also called for the immediate release of all hostages. The vote comes amid mounting calls for Israel to end its operation in Gaza, and as humanitarian conditions in the besieged strip reach critical levels. Speaking after the vote, US Ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, says certain language was lacking in the drafted resolution.
Colleagues, we appreciated the willingness of members of this council to take some of our edits and improve on this resolution. Still, certain key edits were ignored, including our request to add a condemnation of Hamas.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has criticized the US for not vetoing the resolution, saying it's clear they've changed their position on the conflict. Russian authorities have summoned an Australian diplomat in Moscow over a social media post critical of Vladimir Putin. The Telegram post was made by the Australian Embassy on March 19. It states that Australia was aware that the Russian government conducted sham elections in Ukrainian territories, a move which the embassy says undermined Ukraine's sovereignty. The Russian Foreign Ministry says Australia has knowingly spread false information about their March presidential election. Russian electoral officials claim Vladimir Putin scored more than 87% of the vote. And that's the latest from NIRS News.
What do you want to do for the rest of your life? Nobody knows that.
question is, what do you want to do next?
Practical courses.
With flexible choices.
Start a diploma to start earning faster.
Open up pathways to a uni degree. Do what feels right for right now at TAFE Queensland. Apply now. RTO 0275 PRV 13003.
Station sponsor.
When you need medical care, ask yourself, do I need emergency care?
Nah.
Is this something a GP or nurse can treat?
Mm-hmm.
Can I wait for a routine appointment?
Mm-mm.
If you have an urgent, non-life-threatening issue like a cut, minor burn or sprain, get the treatment you need at a bulk-billed, walk-in Medicare Urgent Care Clinic. Find your closest clinic and open times at health.gov.au/MedicareUCC. Part of making Medicare stronger. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Station sponsor.
Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev. Going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National News Radio Service. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? 1-800-422-416. Now, a new challenge launches to support Aussie nature regeneration. Sadly, Australia has the highest rate of mammal extinction on the planet, and species like the eastern quoll have disappeared from the mainland. New research reveals a third of Aussies admit their time spent outdoors has decreased by up to 50% in the past year. WWF Australia is launching a new challenge encouraging Aussies to get active in nature and raise vital funds to protect Australia's wildlife as part of Earth Hour 2024. So look at that. I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Rachel Lance, Head of Individual Giving at WWF Australia. Rachel, thank you very much and good morning. Welcome to the program. Question, what threats is Australia facing when it comes to our unique wildlife and biodiversity?
Climate change and nature loss are two of the biggest threats facing people and wildlife here in Australia. We've seen climate change fuel devastating bushfires and floods, plus multiple mass coral bleaching events on the Great Barrier Reef. Here in Australia, we also have the highest mammal extinction rate in the world, and our list of threatened species continues to grow. Our precious wildlife and wild places are on a really tragic trajectory and need us to urgently take action.
Thanks, Rachel. Can you tell us more about the new research, please?
At WWF Australia, we've released new research that reveals many Australians are spending less time outdoors now more than ever. In fact, 30% of the Aussies surveyed admit their time spent outdoors has decreased by up to 50% in the past year. That's one of the reasons we've launched a new challenge to encourage people to get active in nature for Earth Hour this year.
Thank you, Rachel. What is Earth Hour and why is this year's event so different?
Earth Hour was born in Sydney back in 2007 and has grown into the world's biggest grassroots movement to protect our planet. Historically known for its signature lights out moment, where millions of people and landmarks around the world switch off their lights in support of stronger action on climate change and biodiversity loss. Landmarks will still be switching off for Earth Hour this year, but we're also encouraging Aussies to make an impact beyond the hour by taking part in a new initiative called Challenge 60.
How can Aussies make a difference this Earth Hour and beyond?
Aussies can sign up for Challenge 60 and get active in nature in the lead up to Earth Hour this year. From the 1st of March until Earth Hour on the 23rd of March, we're challenging people to get out in nature and walk, run, swim, cycle for 60 minutes a day and raise funds to regenerate nature. The funds raised will drive critical conservation projects that help protect our wildlife and the planet.
Thanks, Rachel. Where can people go to learn more?
People can join the Global Earth Hour movement and register for Challenge 60 at earthhour.org.au. We'd love for as many Aussies as possible to join us in switching off and getting active in nature to power up their commitment to a sustainable future.
Thank you very much, Rachel. Nice talking to you. Be in touch. Thank you. That was Rachel Lance, Head of Individual Giving at WWF Australia, and talking about new challenge launches to support Aussie nature regeneration. Have your say, Jan Armstrong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Feels like heaven to me. This is paradise right before my eyes. My people have stories to tell about the land and sea. It's where I long to be. So take me home. Oh, P.I. my beautiful home. 40 tribes of Bogomen.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
There is an island the Torres Straits.
When I've been lost in the door, my people, leave my way back home. smell in my lungs. Invite the present sin. Yo, better give it all that I got for my people. These days seem same and it's evil. Try to smoke at the demons, but the demons in the place that we live in. Heathens, maybe I'm dreaming. For us to be equal. Came on their boats, killing our people. Back home, back home. When I'm feeling lost and all my people need my way back home. I let my culture guide my way. Don't need no street lights. No, no. See the stories on the mountain. Talk to me like dream time. We was caught up in the storm, but let's see that sea rise. Now we always on a wave, looking by the seaside. So we pray for change on a day to day. Have hope it'll be in a later day. So our kids can grow up comfortably with no lives lost in custody. So we pray for change on a day to day. Have hope it'll be in a later day. So our kids can grow up comfortably with no lives lost in custody.
And you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor, Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Fighting for our rights in the land of the indigenous. We got to stand up for our rights. Australian bites to the coral gates of the Torres Straits. Know where we all stand in the land of the indigenous. The voices of this land and the spirit of the Torres Strait. Come together as one in the land of indigenous.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbleweb Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now here it is, click and pay for whites only, no credit for black fellas. First Nation shoppers slam ASIC, a decision to cut off centre pay. Look, with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Leon Loganathan, lawyer for the Urban Rampage and partner of MT law firm Ward Keller. On the line, Leon, good morning, how are you?
Good morning, Trevor, how are you?
I'm well, thank you very much for coming to the program. So, excuse me, your surname, Loganathan?
Yes, perfect.
Got it. Thank you very much. So click and pay for whites only, no credit for blackfellas, First Nation shoppers, yeah. Slam ASIC decision to cut off centre pay. This is the 21st century. There should not be any difference. It's point blank racist if that is the case. Can you enlighten us, please, where you are at and what's going on in this space, please, Leon?
Okay. So at the moment, Urban Rampage, my client, is... Okay. currently under a stop order to be able to offer centre pay benefits or the centre pay arrangement to its customers. And most of its customers are in the northern part of Australia in remote areas, like Mount Isa, Halls Creek, Kununurra, Nullumboy and the like. And so a lot of their customers come in from remote communities to buy clothes and shoes and things like that. And as a result of this ASIC interim stop order, it's an interim stop order, that facility cannot be offered until ASIC determines whether that stop order should be made permanent or lifted. We've had a lot of complaints. Stop order came in at the end of February. In 2 weeks, we had 82 written complaints. And we had a petition of over 700 customers asking for the facility to be reinstated.
So where's Urban Rampage at? Were they doing wrong or are you in the guidelines following the so-called rules and now you've been punished for it? Please explain.
Yeah, so ASIC are saying that Urban Rampage... you know, have more work to do in relation to compliance. And the work is, ASIC are basically looking at it from a couple of different angles.
Sure.
But the main thing is they're saying is this centre pay deduction facility appropriate for your target market? And our target market is basically, First Nations people living in remote areas. And they're saying, look, is it appropriate for you to be doing that? Because these First Nation people are vulnerable people and they... they're on Centrelink benefits, and is that appropriate? And we say, yes, it is appropriate. It's an important facility because people that come in from remote areas, they travel hundreds of kilometres to come to these shops, and you know, they can't be coming every weekend. Like, you know, you and I, you're in Cairns, I'm in Darwin.
Yes.
You know, you can't go to your local Target or Kmart, you know, every weekend to do your shopping. You've got to do it in bulk.
Sure.
Which means that, you know, and when you're on Centrelink benefits, you don't have savings.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to need some form of credit to be able to buy in bulk.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Trevor... I mean, I'm not a First Nations person, but I've heard Jacinta Price, one of our politicians here, talk about the demand share economy. And as I understand the way Jacinta explained that, what that means is that in Aboriginal culture, you know, what is yours has to be shared with family. Right.
Yep.
I mean, it's the way that's how she explained it, and that's how I understood it.
Mm.
And so, if you're able to quarantine these payments through CenterPay, then you're able to purchase all those goods, like grandmothers purchasing goods for grandchildren. This is the sort of complaints we've heard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they can't do that anymore. This facility helps that to happen.
Sure. Yes. So. You're supporting our people out there through this guideline, but you're being punished for it. You've been over the fire for it, is what I'm picking up.
And I think what ASIC should have done in this situation,
yes.
knowing how many people it's affecting, what ASIC should have done is said, no, you keep doing this, but we'll work with you to ensure that those people that are not using the facility properly, right, are properly taken care of. That's what should have happened.
Sure.
But instead, they've shut it down for everybody, and there's more people that are hurting as a result of this facility.
Well, they've used urban rampage as the scapegoat.
Well, it certainly looks a bit that way.
Yeah, they're punishing you for serving your clients, a majority of them are First Nation people, and you're trying to work in with your clients. That's what I'm picking up. Is what I'm picking up, Leon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So where are we at with it now? There's been a stop to it, and there's no more this cut-off centre pay. Is that the case?
It's an interim order which was supposed to be lifted after 21 days, but we had a hearing last Friday, and they've extended it indefinitely while they consider further submissions that we've made. And we've given ASIC the over 700 signatures on the petition. We've given ASIC the 82 complaints. And, Trevor, we're trying to comply with this very complicated legislation. But what I'm personally worried about is I'm worried that ASIC are looking at this the wrong way. They're saying, look, we will decide what you can and can't offer First Nations people.
Yeah.
And that to me is troubling.
Yes, gotcha. Okay, fantastic. Fantastic. And regarding enlighten us, thank you very much. So it is what it is. So if not this, then what? What's their plan? What's the solution?
What they're basically saying is unless you've got cash, you can't come in and buy goods from this store.
Yeah, but not all our people have got like cash like so, and they're trying to get a credit is what you're trying to do to support them. This is very, very, very ugly, very ugly. And like I said, this is the 21st century, and there's got to be a simpler process, and they've got to walk a mile in our moccasins, so to speak, regarding our people living out there in communities.
Yeah.
Leon, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Fight the good fight, but I'll probably be in touch with you to find out the outcome, and need to be talking for our people. Leon, all the best. Thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you, Trevor.
Bye. Take care. Bye-bye. So there is Leon Logan Nathan, his name is, lawyer for Urban Rampage and partner of NT law firm Ward Keller. Click and Pay is the title here, for whites only, no credit for blackfellas. First Nations shoppers slam ASIC a decision to cut off centre pay. So they're making rules. They're still using, to me, ASIC using Urban Rampage as the scapegoat. I mean, it's got to be working for the people to whatever it is, the shopping from out in the sticks and travelling long ways. They need some sort of credit, won't have the cash to do it. If there's communication going on with the so-called shopkeeper, then it works for both parties. Don't know what it is. Very sad. Have your say. Yanup Song, and do the conversation here. National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Chipper 44, Missy, you're my island, Aboriginal girl, Aboriginal girl, and I love you for the color of your skin. Ninga biel como, kuriwan palo, kuriwan palo. Girl, you've been on my mind for some time now. I like your smile. You are black and beautiful. You're my island queen. The darker the skin, deeper the roots. I won't stop telling you you're beautiful to me. Hey, tell me if it's real, girl, 'cause I don't want it to end. I want that love to last forever, ever, baby. So take me by the hand, 'cause I want you to stay with me forever, ever, baby. You're my island, Aboriginal girl, Aboriginal girl. Can fly around the world. Ain't no one like you, girl. Atanita, mamuru kopara. Itania, ipalinya. Whoa, 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 whoa. Itanita, kurupachi. Irukirenga pa, irukirenga pa.
You're my island,
Polynesian woman who thinks that love from a man like me so far and gone.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, Tim and Dan here. Can I get a taxi to the Mangrove Hotel, please?
T.I. taxi driver going round and round, a giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? Taxi driver going round and round.
Ronnie's parked under the almond tree, eating kai kai from Mary's bakery, waiting for another call to come. Just enough time for a sweet cream bun.
T.I. taxi driver going round and round, a giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? Taxi driver going round and round.
Victor's doing a late pub run, Friday night and everybody's having fun. But he knows he's got to work late and get up in the morning in the taxi by 8.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry, call in on 1-800-422-416. 98.7 FM BBM.
Tokyo go round, Lord this town, all make it talk. Them plotting, you me got something going on. Hey, I try for yan for you, but one you mean you be already got on. Second thoughts from this friendship.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, a taste of FIFO. Fly in, fly out life for scholarship students. That's at Mandalay, Alawana mine site. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Yulawira Madrady, Madala. Thank you, Yulawira. Madala, non-executive director, that's who you are. Jumping into the conversation there, Yulawira Madrady, good morning. How are you, brother?
I'm very well, thanks, Trevor. Thanks for having me, brother, and really awesome to be on the show today.
Yeah, too, Dilly. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you from, bro.
Yeah, so shout out to all the mob, Yama, in my language. I'm a Gomeroi man. Grew up at Toomala Mission on the New South Wales-Queensland border, next to a town called Gundawindi.
Yes.
Proud Toomala Tigers, that's our rugby league team.
And, oh, yes.
That's who I am, brother.
Too Dilly, brother. Fantastic. Look, thank you for coming to the program. So talking about a taste of FIFO, fly in, fly out life for scholarship students. Now, you wear a couple of hats, Madala, as well as Fortescue Mining Group. So paint that picture first. Let's talk about you and the hats you wear, brother.
Absolutely, brother. So for me, with Madala, I'm a non-executive director. I was appointed on the board late last year. I've been associated with Madala for a few years as an ambassador and also just sort of giving up some of my free time to be involved with the organisation. And then with Fortescue Metals Group, I'm currently the superintendent for rolling stock maintenance locomotives.
Okay, fantastic, brother. Now, you've got a nice program there. We're employing young First Nation men and women into the mining industry as such. So tell us that vision and how you're travelling with the vision.
Absolutely. So Madala Limited is a non-for-profit organisation that offers secondary and tertiary education scholarships for regional and remote students throughout Western Australia. So we're talking about the Kimberley region, the Pilbara region, the Midwest, the Goldfields, and all the way down to the Southwest. So we go out and we source Indigenous students from those areas, and then we bring them into Perth and they attend some of the more prestigious private schools.
Yes.
To some of the best educational programs in the state.
Good. And then what gives them a platform then to step into the mining industry? Is that how it works?
It's quite a new thing that Madala's focusing on at the moment. So quite a few of our corporate partners do come from the mining industry.
Okay.
But the program that we did last year, or the initiative, I should say, was to give students, particularly still in school,
yes,
around that sort of year 10, year 11, year 12, age bracket, to come out and get a first-hand taste of what mining's all about.
Okay.
And Fortescue was I guess, allowed or gave permission for Madala to come out and get a taste of that at our Illawarra mine site.
And when we're talking mining, we're talking different jobs or industries in mining, whether it be driving machinery or electrical or mechanical or whatever the case may be, IT, yeah?
That's correct. So when people, you know, when you first hear mining, most people just think of a dump truck.
Sure.
Now operating machinery is a big part of mining. We have to move dirt and move ore. But there's much more variety than just operating machinery. So that visit to Illawarra was really to show the Madala students that, you know, there is, I guess, a plethora of opportunities.
Sure.
So to give an example, Fortescue's got a heritage team, so we had the heritage team on site really showcase what opportunities are there to protect country from a mining perspective on how we protect sites as we sort of develop our mines. We have the mobile maintenance, which is more around the trades-based role. We have white-collar roles, which include planning, scheduling, administration.
Mm.
But there's a whole lot there, and we just wanted to showcase to students it's not just about driving machinery. There's a lot more out there.
Fantastic, brother. And tell us your journey and how long you've been doing what you're doing, brother.
Yeah, so as I mentioned in the intro, you know, I'm from Toomala originally, obviously on the New South Wales Queensland border. I grew up at Toomala. When I was 12, I relocated to the Gold Coast and I finished high school there on the coast. And a couple of years out of high school, I just wanted to change and do something different and get out of my comfort zone, really. And I was talking to my partner at the time, and I said, look, there seems to be some opportunities in Western Australia. We don't know anyone there.
Sure.
Let's go give it a crack and get right out of our comfort zone, and ended up in Port Hedland. And not long after I landed here, brother, I ended up securing a role with Fortescue, and I haven't really looked back. It's been great. I've been in mining now for about 10 years.
Okay,
and
bro.
It's my industry of choice. Yeah, I really love it.
Yeah, beautiful. Fantastic. And talking about the mining companies, are they working close with their traditional owners, so to speak?
Absolutely. So Fortescue has native title agreements with seven different groups.
Okay.
So our mines and our rail infrastructure runs across various, I guess, nations, you can call them that.
Yes.
And working closely with them, again, to protect, you know, their significant cultural heritage sites, and also talking about, you know, if there's any expansion or anything like that. And also really touching base with those groups around employment and business opportunities. So we do, Fortescue's sitting around about 11% Indigenous engagement.
Okay.
And then when it comes to contracting, Fortescue's done over, or purchased goods and services of around $4 billion from Aboriginal businesses.
Beautiful, fantastic. So we're talking about procurement as well, aren't we?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic, brother. And you did say male and female, so we've got sisters there as well?
Absolutely, yes. We like to give a taste to everybody. Obviously, mining is a majority male sort of dominated industry traditionally.
Yes.
We are trying to make it more accessible to females, and we are seeing an increase sort of year on year with female participation. Which is a great thing.
Yeah, well, as you and I know, brother, girls can do anything, brother.
Absolutely.
Yeah, too deadly. Too deadly, brother. Look, great talking with you, brother. I think it's fantastic. Great opportunity. And, look, just gives our mob an opportunity, but also looking up, you know, and thriving through for their success as such, and using mining industry as the vehicle. But good yarning with you, Yellowberry, and keep doing what you do, my brother, and... we'll stay in touch, Cus.
Absolutely, Trevor. Like I said, we're on our way. We've got 512 scholarships at the moment. We're shooting for 1,000.
1,000, yes.
You know, the next generation is I think, you know, in really good stead, and we just want to be a part of that and be a vehicle where you know, these mob can become future leaders and go out and really make some change for our community. So we're on our way.
Too deadly, brother. They say success breeds success. You are on your way. Big shout-out to the mob there. Keep doing what you're doing, my brother, and we'll talk soon, Cus.
Thanks, Trev. Really appreciate it, bud. Have a good day.
Take care, bro. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Deadly yarn there. Mullawiri McGrady, Madalay's non-executive director. And they work coincide, partnership with Fortescue Metal Group, and about Indigenous employment, working in the mining industry. So it's fantastic to hear those stories. Success breeds success. There it is. You can have your say by calling us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the Bully on here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM, Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israel Radio Service. Too deadly.
Jingra bali na ji abu me jana ji abun mindi gai bagat barana ji Jingra bali na ji abu me jana ji abun mindi gai bagat barana ji.
Over 60,000 years we've been in this place. Elders have told stories of seeing the winds change. Now it's a new world of suffering and pain. It's a wonder that I'm here to rap about it today. Is my mindset straight to get ready for it mentally? Cause life was so hard in the 21st century. Pushed to the brink with tax and Centrelink. A forced lifestyle, I won't let them hurry think. Don't let them hurry drink, cause they know how we get wild. Reminiscing on how we used to do on the K-side. Sometimes I sit and think about the old days. But I wouldn't have my fam, so now to me it was an old phase. It's hard to see the light when you're low paid. I took a job as a father, now I'm shining like a gold chain. I laid tracks like a soul train. I'ma pave the way for the young and old, okay, mama. Yeah. I walk a mile on this fine line, projecting light inside a tomb like canaries in a coal mine. Hold you down in these low times, trying to provide for my family, but these devils try to co-sign. You feel the levels of these dope rhymes, receive the knowledge of this game through the pain, watch your hope rise. Clear the air, smoke will subside. Ain't plain, it's necessary for canaries in a coal mine. My line is strong, my people stood proud. I found my footprints on ancestors' trade routes. They've given me the strength, so I see without a doubt how they always stayed real. They never made it. I was walking to a crossroad of lost souls. Mike by my side, I had to pay toll. Had to show my jambu to the right road.
damn near had to strap up and go cold, but now I see it. Will they be backing up culture? Will that going digital? We need more originals, classic elders, spiritual. Seen on TV, no ridicule. And black, I see life as cynical, but if you get over that bridge, we can live life imperial, kid. With that hate in our heart, time for making a start. I'm down for shaping the art of doing faith in this craft. Let's go. I walk a mile on this fine line, projecting light inside of